Section 3. You will hear a conversation between a student and his tutor about problems he is having at university. First, you will have some time to look at questions 21 to 24. Now listen carefully to the conversation and answer questions 21 to 24.
Hello, Christopher. How's it going?
Not very well, to be honest. That's why I've come to see you.
I'm sorry to hear that. How can I help?
I'm not sure. Maybe you can give me some advice? In short, I'm finding the course too difficult.
Well, you mustn't get too discouraged so soon, Christopher. It's your first year at university and you've only been here for a few weeks. I'm sure you're not the only one who's finding it challenging. Aren't your friends experiencing the same thing?
Well, that's another problem. Nobody from my school decided to come to this university, and I haven't really made friends here yet. I'm too shy. But the main problem is that the work is much more demanding here than at school.
Again, Christopher, I'd say it's perfectly normal to find it hard to adjust to university at this stage, both socially and academically. I'm absolutely sure you'll make friends soon, especially if you join some of the student clubs. What do you enjoy doing in your free time, can I ask?
Mainly watching films. I used to play basketball, but I've become a bit too unfit for that.
Why not join the University Film Society then? They show interesting pieces of work from all over the world every Tuesday night. And being at university could be an opportunity for you to get back into basketball. I'm not certain we have a basketball team, but we seem to have students who play every sport, so it seems very likely.
Oh, I don't think I'll ever be good enough to play on a team, but I would like to play for fun. I'll go to the sports center and see what's available.
You should. University is obviously about stretching your mind and gaining a valuable qualification, but you need to be able to switch off and have some fun while you're here too.
You now have some time to read questions 25 to 30. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 25 to 30.
I think you're right about that, but what's the point if I can't do the work that's expected of me?
What exactly is the problem there?
I don't even understand the texts I'm expected to read, never mind writing essays on them. The Shakespeare plays I find particularly inaccessible.
But you studied some Shakespeare at school, surely?
Yes, but always with a teacher explaining nearly every line to us.
You're just not going to get that at university. One of our jobs is to teach you to study and think independently. Of course, it's very different from school, but you will get used to it if you want to.
What do you mean?
Well, just because you've started a degree in English literature, it doesn't mean you have to complete one. It's not too late to change direction altogether if there's another subject that interests you. It's also possible to choose a second subject from the arts faculty and work towards a joint degree by selecting your required number of modules from both areas. The key thing is to study something that really interests you.
I would definitely consider studying art history, but I don't want to drop English altogether. I do love to read. I just struggle with the language of centuries ago.
If you decide to do a joint degree in your second and third years, you will be able to choose exactly which English modules you do, so you can focus on more contemporary writing if that's where your interests lie. For now, I think you need to use study guides while you read the likes of Shakespeare, or buy editions of the plays with detailed explanatory notes. One thing's for sure, you need to do a lot more work in your own time here than you did at school.
Yes, I realize that, but I'm still getting used to it, and I get distracted easily.
Here's my advice to you then. After every lecture, set aside at least 2 hours to go to the campus library, switch off your phone, and read the texts you have to read along with a study guide. There are plenty of them there. If you stick to that plan, you'll feel on top of your studies at all times.
What if my lecture finishes late in the day?
The library is open until at least 8 p.m. between Monday and Friday, so you'll always have time to go there. You know, we make sure first-year English students have no more than 15 hours classroom time a week. That's not to be gentle on you. It's to give you time to get into the habit of doing plenty of independent studying.
Well, I can see I need to change my approach to succeed here.
Believe me, you're not the only one. But you know, part of the problem with studying plays is that they aren't written to be read. They're written to be performed and watched. I recommend that undergraduates watch at least one video of every play on the syllabus and go to the theatre to see one or two if you get the opportunity.
That is the end of section 3. You will have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 4.